Prophet, you're in Calgary there, Alberta, Canada, protesting against the G8. Can you tell our listeners why you traveled to Calgary? Where you're from?
I'm from Vancouver.
You're from Vancouver?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm about 39.
39, huh? What is it about the G8 that...
Anyway, first I want to say hello to California.
Okay.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Right on. What's up?
So tell me, you're there in Calgary today protesting the G8, which is the group of eight leaders
okay,
of...
Wait one sec. You want to answer that?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you.
Okay. Hey, wait. I got to get some help from somebody. Hey, guys. I got Santa Cruz on the phone, a radio station. They want to know why you guys are here. One at a time. Sorry. These guys, you hear that?
Yeah.
That didn't really say much, did it? Okay, why we're here is I think that one of the main things is just about lack of information. There's no access, there's no understanding about what they're talking about, and yet they're making decisions that impact lots of people.
What's on their agenda for these meetings?
I have no idea. Well, the main thing is Africa. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't think there's any real trust out here about what they're talking about. I mean, they can say what they want in the papers, but, I mean, they own the papers, so I don't know.
What's your message today?
Message is educate yourself. I mean, there was a guy at the university yesterday, right? He's going around talking about 911. And he's showing evidence after evidence after evidence that they knew beforehand. Looking at the stock market, looking at the difference between calls and puts, and there was 90 times more puts in the week before with United. That can be tracked by intelligence service software. Why aren't they going back and checking that out? Hello?
I'm listening. I agree.
No, there's other factors. It's just like... Two F-18s or some planes were within 2 minutes of the first two planes, right? And then the other planes, they knew they were off track. I mean, these guys got pretty sophisticated equipment, right? I mean, if there's a hijack or something's wrong, they're going to know pretty quick. You're going to scramble. Why wasn't nothing done? It's the Pentagon. How could a plane hit the Pentagon, you know, without a jet being anywhere near it? Isn't that your command center?
Is that a big issue for a lot of people, 9/11 and what Bush knew?
Well, I mean, it's just people are starting to question things. People are starting, like, and this isn't just normal people. I mean, this is everybody. People are just going, they don't believe the press. They don't believe the politicians. And people here, if you look around, everyone's quiet. This isn't Genoa. These are Canadians. These guys are just walking. But these are intelligent human beings who've decided to say, we need some attention here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need you to hear our voice. The minister, the foreign affairs minister for Canada came after this 911 guy. So the whole crowd was stoked because everyone had their jaw down to the floor. People had heard different things, but this guy systematically showed with evidence, I mean documents, showing that they knew. They could have done something about it, and they didn't. You know, what the fuck's with that? Like the G8. I mean, if anyone has done any research, I mean, there's some serious things going on. I mean, you know, Afghanistan, why are you guys bombing? Well, pipeline, right? You want to get energy. At least talk about it. Don't make up something. Don't blame something. I mean, I don't understand how a nation can justify bombing children to get anything. I mean, I know you can link it to 911, but let's just say 911 wasn't linked to that. And they use that as an excuse to go invade a country to go get some oil. Right?
Yeah.
There's some senator, there's some black senator, a woman who was down in the United States calling for an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just, you know, jumped on. Everyone was saying you're anti-American, anti-patriotic, all that kind of stuff, right? But it's like, wait a second, she's just asking for an investigation. The thing about the stock market, this is fundamental science, right? Let's just take a look at the transactions, take a look at the company. If there's something out of whack, take a look at it, investigate it. That's all she's asking. Are they doing it? No, cover up. The thing about Canadians is we're pretty complacent, but it's like if you look at Genoa, I mean, your stories are circulating. In Genoa, there's a whole bunch of people like us, let's say, sleeping in a building, 3 o'clock in the morning, peaceful people. Police break in, beat the living crap out of everyone with a billy stick. Why? How is this allowed? I mean, we're supposed to be civilized. We're supposed to, you know, have some degree of understanding and tolerance. And, I mean, if people are doing this, why are they doing it? The media doesn't really portray what's going on. They don't give accurate information. Am I talking too much?
No, this is great stuff. I have a quick question for you, though. Can you tell me what, can you characterize for me today what the march is like? It's a snake march, I understand, but
Right.
how have the police responded so far?
Well, the police are pretty smart. I mean, they got guys on bikes. There's like groups of 5 to 10 of them. They go they line up on, let's say, across the street, and that's it. I was around talking with, I was trying to talk to him yesterday. I don't think they're allowed to. It's very. I don't think anyone in the crowd wants any violence. No one in the crowd wants to hurt anybody. No one in the crowd wants to really. It's not about the police. The police are just doing their job. It's about, who is running the economics of the world, who is running the economics of the planet, and why are they doing it, and what are they doing? And if there's a money trail, I mean, I heard in the U.S. military, you guys are missing like $3 trillion. How do you lose 3 trillion bucks? Fuck, I'm
Poor counting.
like, you know what I mean? Oh, wait. Wait.
Just to wrap it up, and
okay, I gotta wrap it up. He's gotta go.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is the Love Prophet live from Vancouver. I just want to say hi to all you Americans. Okay, sorry, I'm in the front place.
You're from Vancouver?
I'm from Vancouver. I get fucked up, the protest.
So you're, do you, is that the only name you want to use?
What's that?
That's the only name you want to use? The Love Prophet?
One thing I like to say is intention is everything. And if you set your intention for fear, you're going to get that. And to me, that's what the normal media is doing. If you set the intention towards love or understanding, which so many people have done over time, it's the same message. I mean, love one another. I mean, it's the human beings don't want to kill one another.
Right.
I think it's fabricated. Fabricated. It's created. It's like you guys, Americans are so brainwashed. You guys like have no idea about what's going on and what you guys are doing. You guys should be the good guys. In the movie, you're not. You guys, anyway, love you guys.
Thanks for talking with us today, Love Prophet.
Thanks. Bye.